Philip Sample PNF, the Sergeant Curator, today's date is 02/21/2022. Dictation is for Miss Taylor, Ireland. Ireland spells I-R-E-L-A-N-D. Taylor spells T-A-Y-L-O-R. Date of birth is 12/07/2000. This is a 21-year-old heir with vomiting and diarrhea period. Patient stated this has been going on for the past 2 or 3 days. She said the vomiting and diarrhea has gotten a little better, but not completely gone today, period. So she came in because she has history of diabetes type 1 and believes she might be having an infectious diarrhea, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes type 1. Next line, obesity. Next line. Next paragraph. Past surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Social history endorses tobacco use, denies alcohol or drug use. Next paragraph. Medication, Novolog. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Last menstrual period, 02/20/2022. Is still, patient says she's still on her cycle period. Next paragraph. Review systems. She reports abdominal discomfort, but not significant pain, period. She denies headaches. She denies double vision or blurred vision. She denies myalgia. She denies chills. She denies increased temperature, period. She says she's tolerating fluids okay and is keeping fluids down, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure 134/90. Pulse 103. Respiration 18, temperature 97.6, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck flow range of motion, no rigidity, no mandibular signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, no rigidity, active bowel sounds. She has mild but diffuse tenderness, period. No CVA tenderness, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert for re-entry times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is infectious diarrhea, number 2, vomiting, number 3, diabetes type 1, period. Next paragraph, patient was offered to go to the emergency room, considering she's diabetic type 2, and she said recently she noticed her glucose is very high, even though she has an insulin pump. And we had a discussion that infection can cause this, also that her pulse is elevated. She says she don't think she needs to go to the emergency room. She says she's tolerating flu as well. I would be comfortable with some medication. And if she gets worse, she says she will come back and go to the emergency room, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Flagyl, 500 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 7 days. Next medication, Zofrance, 4 milligrams, 1 PO, 1 SL, TID, PRN for nausea and vomiting, number 12. She was advised to modify her diet, BRAT, B-R-A-T, bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast diet. Do that for 2 days to increase fluids, to come back to clinic if worse. She was given a work excuse until Thursday. She will return to the clinic on Thursday for a reevaluation. She was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room where she's not getting better. End of dictation.